Monday, April 22nd, 2013. This is the Planning Commission meeting for the City of Goleta. I would like to pledge allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, could we have a roll call, please?
Commissioner Sheeler.
Present.
Commissioner Solomon.
Present.
Commissioner Wallace.
Here.
Vice Chair Daniels.
Present.
Chair West. Thank you.
At this time, I'd like to open up the public forum at the Planning Commission for anything that is not on the agenda tonight. We have three requests to speak. I'll take them, I think, in alphabetical order. Norma Geyer, thank you. Please state your name and at least your city of residence, if you don't mind.
My name is Norma Geyer, and I live in Goleta.
Thank you.
Thank you for this opportunity to comment on the Islamic Center. What I'm mainly concerned about is the lack of parking. Originally, this project required 88 parking spaces, and right now the spaces have been reduced to 38 parking spaces. The average attendance at the Friday afternoon worship is 76 men. My husband and I have been going over to the Goleta Valley Community Center and counting cars to verify how many people show up. And the number of cars showing up has ranged from 70 to 75. You can verify the number of people attending the mosque or the Goleta Valley Center by going to the Santa Barbara Independent Report called Muslims Gathering, a Mosque Grows in Goleta. The parking requirement for this project is based on the prayer area of 635 square feet. But this prayer area is too small to accommodate the large number of men who attend. The applicants now meet at the Goleta Valley Center in a room that is 2,432 square feet, and it's full to capacity. If the prayer area in the new Islamic Center was increased to 2,432 square feet, the resulting parking spaces required would be 81. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, Craig Geyer, please.
Craig Geyer, commissioners. Soon you will have before you the Islamic Center project located at the northeast corner of Los Caneros and Cali Real. I ask that you look closely at these following issues. The project traffic study was completed in 2006. Traffic impact studies have a shelf life of 3 to 5 years. This study is over 7 years old and does not account for projects that have been approved since that time. A few of those projects are Willow Springs 2, the Village at Los Caneros, the Sturgeon Medical Building, the new roundabout at Los Caneros and Cali Real, and the changes in the Los Caneros overpass. Story poles. I asked the story poles be wrapped with black plastic to show that the proposed building location restricts the views of cars heading south and west as you approach the roundabout at Cali Real and Los Caneros. And actually, I noticed tonight when I drove over here, just the weeds alone when you're sitting in your car are about 3 foot high, and you can't see cars as they come west if you're going south. In addition to the story poles, I also suggest that the parking lot and the parking spaces be delineated with white chalk. The prayer area, the project's required parking is based on the size of the prayer area. The proposed prayer area in this almost 8,000 square foot building is only 635 square feet, one half the size of the space that they now use at the Goleta Valley Community Center. The proposed parking is inadequate because the prayer area is understated. Thank you.
Thank you. Nancy Johnson. Thank you.
Hi. My name is Nancy Johnson. I've lived in Goleta for 33 years. And thank you for the time to tell my comments. As you know, the proposed site for an Islamic center is on a corner next to Goleta's first roundabout. I have learned that the California Department of Transportation has established specific sightline requirements for a car approaching a roundabout. These are in accord with federal standards by the Federal Highway Authority. Caltrans has visibility requirements limiting the placement of buildings and landscaping near roundabouts. I am concerned that a building so close to the roundabout could be a safety hazard. Hopefully, the city of Goleta has already contacted Caltrans to measure and determine the visual sight lines required for this particular roundabout. If this important step has not yet taken place, I want to make sure that it will soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else present that would like to speak? Seeing none, I close the public forum. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for getting involved. Amendments or adjustments to the agenda? Do I hear or see any? None. Administrative agenda. Linda, you want to read this, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
Item A1 is Planning Commission minutes for the Planning Commission meeting of February 25th, 2013.
Mr. Chair, I'll move to approve those minutes.
Is that a motion?
Yes.
Do I have a second?
I need to abstain from this vote.
Thank you.
As do I.
So you second.
Is two enough?
No.
No.
So we'll need to continue this item until the next meeting.
Okay. Do we need a motion to do that?
Yes.
Okay, I'll move to continue that until our next meeting.
Seconded.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That's 4-0 and one absent. Thank you. Ms. Gregory, can you please call up a discussion item B1?
Item B1 is the general plan conformance findings for the capital improvement program, fiscal year 2013 to 2014.
Thank you. Ms. Wells, will you be heading up the staff report tonight?
Yes.
Please.
Good evening, Chair and Commissioners. Tonight's item is the general plan conformance finding for the capital improvement program for this upcoming fiscal year 2013-2014. Normally, I would be here with Rosemary Gaglione. She couldn't make it, so I'm here with the Public Works Director, Steve Wagner. As you know, since this is an annual report, the capital improvement program, or the CIP, addresses the city's infrastructure needs for existing and future growth or build out that's identified in our general plan. And the capital improvement program is not just a list of projects, it's also the budgetary and strategic planning tool that outlines the specific projects over time. And of course, there's a government code section that requires that you make this finding, and that's government code 65401. And the purpose of that government code is to ensure that the capital improvement program meets the objectives and the policy standards that are in the general plan. So attached to your staff report is a resolution, and there's an exhibit that outlines the upcoming fiscal year's capital improvement program, the names of the projects, and then the code or the numbers that we use to refer to them, and the stage of the project, whether or not it's in design or construction, or if it's an environmental review, for example. And then the last column is the conformity assistance for you that lists out the related policy or program in the general plan that specifically targets a particular project. And so we're, during this presentation, we're going to run through some of the highlights of the programs for 2013-2014. And you are free to ask questions as we go. You can hold on to your questions. We can answer them later. And I'm doing this presentation a little differently. We broke our projects out by category. So we're going to start with streets. And these are the highlights of the streets that we're going to cover in the presentation. I'm just going to jump right into it. The Hollister redesign project. The purpose of that project is, of course, to reduce congestion. And it is located between Fairview and Kellogg, as you can see on the figure that's on the overhead and also in your handout. There's a few different references to this particular project in our general plan transportation element. It's in a map, it's in a table, and it's also a specific policy related to this particular project. So clearly there was a need for this project that was identified in our general plan. The Equifowler Road Extension Project. On the map, you can see the highlights of that project. There are new roads through Old Town from Kellogg to Fairview. In addition to that, there's Class 2 bike lanes and sidewalks, and there's more. And there's numerous references to this project in our general plan. The Los Carneros Overhead Replacement Project includes a bridge over the railroad. That would replace a structurally deficient bridge and resolve capacity deficiencies via two lanes in each direction and then a free right turn lane. So you can see the design on the screen. We're moving forward with this project and design. And again, same with this project, there's specific call outs for these projects in our general plan transportation element. TE 5.8 in particular is reconstruct a bridge over the railroad. So we got pretty specific in our general plan on these particular projects. The Hollister Avenue Bridge Replacement is part of a larger policy for the Equifowler South Kellogg improvements in our transportation element. And unless Mr. Wagner wants to weigh in, the replacement would occur after the San Jose Creek project.
If I can clarify that, this is actually the second phase of the San Jose Creek project. It's the completion of the channel improvements, and the replacement of the bridge is to enlarge the channel to allow for 100-year conveyance. It's co-located or sitting right adjacent to the future Equifowler improvements at the Dearborn intersection, that five-legged intersection. So these two projects are going to be somewhat have to be timed together for construction impacts, but it is really part of phase two of San Jose Creek.
There's a series of policies that target particular overcrossings over 101, and this one in particular is at Elwood Station Road or in the vicinity of Elwood Station Road. And the purpose is to improve that north-south connectivity in the city over 101 and to reduce congestion. So it's sort of a pivotal policy in our transportation element. This next category of improvements are related to bikes and pedestrian improvements. Starting with the San Jose Creek bike path, the south portion. This is a Class 1, Class 2 bike path from Hollister to Atascadero Creek, and it links existing bikeway systems. So this is a very important element of our bikeway system in Goleta, and it is not the only one. We're also moving forward with the middle San Jose Creek bike path project. It's a Class 1, and it goes from Cayo Real under 101 to Hollister. And on the north side of 101, the new bike path would connect to the existing bike path at Maravilla, if you're familiar with that one. So that will greatly improve connectivity on the north side of the city with the south side of the city with an alternative path for bikes to get across the city. The Hollister Class 1 bike lane is also identified on the bikeways plan map, figure 7-6 of the general plan transportation element, and that's in western Goleta. And we've started some design work, and Steve, do you want to add to that on where we're at on that project? Or
no, we're just in conceptual preliminary design looking at alternatives at this point.
But that is on our bikeways map, so it's specifically identified. Oh, sorry, I didn't click. But here you can see that one of the designs for the bike lane. The Hollister Avenue crosswalk at the Goleta Valley Community Center was recently a discussion at the City Council's last meeting on the April 16th. And this is a new capital improvement program. It was previously in the Redevelopment Agency. And of course, the purpose is to improve pedestrian safety. And it is, of course, it's across the street or in the vicinity of the community center. And what was discussed at the City Council level was a high intensity activated crosswalk, or HAWC. It's a flashing beacon and traffic signal for mid-block crossings, and it's pedestrian activated, so it would be something a little different in Goleta. And there's a policy that's in our transportation element that's specific to pedestrian safety that would apply to this capital improvement program. So we're jumping over to some sidewalk projects. Okay, before we move past the bike lanes, we have a few more. There's the Ward Memorial Class 2 bike lane that's also on our bike map in the transportation element that's designed to improve bicycle safety. There's also some sidewalk infill projects that are in Old Town. And if you go to figure 7-5 in the transportation element, there's some specific segments of our pedestrian system that are identified that need to be infilled. And these projects in Old Town and on Patterson are listed on those maps in the transportation element. We have funding for those projects. And now we're moving to the watershed management and water quality projects. San Jose Creek Capacity Project is our high-profile project that's under construction right now, and there are policies specific to that project in our general plan, in our conservation element. And of course, the purpose is to reduce flooding in Old Town and also allow for fish passage connecting the ocean with upstream habitats. And we have another project, the Los Carneros Dam Valve Repair Project. And I'm going to let Mr. Wagner talk about that. But you can see on the screen we have a recent photo, or somewhat recent photo, that includes the roundabout. So it's a different perspective of Lake Los Carneros that was kind of a helpful picture. If you want to talk about it a little.
The Los Carneros Dam Valve project is to repair an existing outlet control valve in the downstream end of a drainage facility. The valve leaks when you exercise it. This is a facility that's actually inspected on an annual basis by the Division of Dam Safety. They've noted the leak and the deterioration of the downstream valve, and we're basically under orders to have it repaired or replaced. We don't know yet until we do some further investigation if the pipe through the dam is deteriorated to a point that it will require replacement or if we're just going to be able to repair the valve at the downstream end and go forward.
And our conservation element has some policies related to watershed management and water quality, and we continually seek to maintain that water quality in Lake Los Carneros, and this project is just one of the many that we have ongoing at the lake. We have a culvert replacement project on Las Vegas and San Pedro Creeks. You can see on the map where those are located. We have a series of policies also in our conservation element related to protecting eshas, protecting creeks, the watershed management and water quality policy that would support this project in our capital improvement program. We have some projects that are in our parks and open spaces, and I'm going to run through some examples. Another high-profile project is our Kellogg Park project. That park is specifically identified in a figure in our open space element, and that is figure 3-2, planned future park sites. And there's also a policy that talks about the equitable distribution of park facilities. So Old Town is known as an underserved area for parks, which is why we're targeting this particular park. And we're in the design phase, and you can see one of the latest renditions of the park design in the, at that particular parcel in Old Town. We have several projects that are going on Elwood Mesa, and one is a trail and restoration design project. That project's under environmental review right now, and there's policies that are specifically related to public access and recreation and some maps for Elwood Mesa, and we're following the direction that's provided in the general plan about the location of those trail projects. We have a butterfly management plan that's ongoing right now, and there's also a corresponding policy in our general plan about protecting and managing our habitat for the monarch butterflies. And similarly, there's a wildland fire plan, and we are in the implementation plan preparation phase. So doing that simultaneously with the butterfly management plan, because those two things overlap and they need to be done together, there's a policy in the safety element related to addressing and identifying and addressing fire hazards. So lots going on in our parks and open space. And for city facilities, we are still working on our new fire station 10. So we've identified a site, and that is following the guidance in our public facilities element to have a new facility in Western Goleta. So we have a property and a project site, and that project is still underway. And that concludes the presentation with the recommendation that you adopt the resolution finding that the fiscal year 2013-14 capital improvement programs are in conformance with the general plan. We're available if you have any questions.
Thank you, Ms. Wells. Appreciate your discussion. And Steve, thank you also for chiming in. Do any of the commissioners have questions?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Commissioner. Thank you.
You know, I have the same two questions about four of the projects. It's the Hollister redesign, Equal Fowler, the Old Town Park Kellogg, and the Old Town Sidewalk Infill. And I want to know, if possible, a little more about where these projects are and whatever you can tell me about availability of funding.
Okay, why don't I start with Hollister redesign. This was a project identified as part of the revitalization effort. It was kind of the primary, what I call the flagship project for the revitalization effort. Unfortunately, the priority of work, in order to get to that one, we had to get through our San Jose Creek project. And as everyone knows, with the dissolution of RDAs, we've lost our single funding source for that project. Now, in the years that we've been working on the project, there's been a lot of preliminary engineering and engineering, looking at alternatives, looking at parking, looking at all the issues that are kind of intertwined in reconstructing that corridor. But we weren't to the point where we had taken a final solution through design. So that project, although it's on our list here, it's really kind of back into a scoping effort, because without the funding, the level of investment and the project or the type of project will really need to be looked at all over again with fresh eyes. We have completed a lot of necessary studies, traffic modeling, again, the parking analysis and the base mapping, and there's been a lot of effort to date. Now the question is going to be, given the funding scenario going forward, what is the council going to really want to do with the corridor, and what can they afford to do with the corridor? Because the funding for this project is no longer just an RDA funding issue, it's a citywide funding issue. And this same funding question, it's interesting you brought this up, kind of plays through all these projects you brought up. Equifowler, the next large capital project, that one's in a little bit different light because the majority of the funding for that project is paid with STIP or State Transportation Improvement Plan funding. So majority of that project is funded. There is a local share associated with that, but that's going forward now. It's gone through the environmental review. It's in final design permitting in front of Coastal Commission and other regulatory agencies. So that one, if the schedule maintains, could be under construction in, I think, 2015, 2016, and kind of coordinating the construction of that project specifically with the Hollister Bridge replacement because of the corridor impacts right there on Hollister for those that portion of the job. The other ones, Old Town, was it the park? Mm-hmm. That park is funded partially, that project's partially funded by grant funds, park grant funds, another portion with RDA monies that were transferred for the purchase of it.
Mr. Wagner, about that, is that on solid footing, the using RDA funds for purchase?
It's under challenge. There's an argument to be made, and we'll be making that argument to the State Division of Department of Finance later this week in Sacramento. But there is a challenge to a portion, if not all, the funds used to, for a portion of the purchase price for that, so that we may have to refinance a portion of that park. But between the grant funds and the parks development impact fees, we think there's enough going forward. We've got some preliminary cost estimates from our design team, and I think that project may be phased going forward. So there's still a lot of a desire and funding to go forward with this project. And even if the Department of Finance prevails in a certain portion of that being paid back, I think we've got a finance plan going forward with it.
Thank you.
The other was, I believe, the Old Town Sidewalk?
Yeah.
So this Old Town Sidewalk plan, although the general plan identified an area, it identified a few areas that were underserved in terms of pedestrian facilities. Well, as you know, Old Town, one of the reasons why it doesn't have sidewalks is some of the right-of-ways aren't wide enough, there's parking issues. So there's a lot of challenges in Old Town to solve pedestrian or lack of sidewalks. And so part of this process going forward is really looking at some of the, what we call low-hanging fruit, some of the gaps that exist where there's adequate width, we're not, you know, taking off people's front porches or losing parking to build and connect existing sidewalk locations. So I think we're going to prioritize those first, and then through kind of a community outreach, because the community really needs to be engaged, because in some of these streets, if we want to have, I don't think you could have sidewalks on both streets without losing the parking. So it might be a situation where maybe you have a sidewalk on one street, one side, and parking on the other, or maybe you have a different type of pedestrian facility at grade, demarked with different types of either colorized concrete or striping to mark out pedestrian pathways instead of walking through the unimproved shoulders in the mud during the rains. So that whole concept of pedestrian passage in Old Town really needs to be looked at on a block-by-block basis, because we do have a wide variety of right-of-way widths and challenges out there.
I'm glad that you're sensitive to that. And it would be very tough to make what we call a standard sidewalk on what is remaining in Old Town without being almost inside people's houses.
Yeah.
And yet we do need this circulation element to be improved, so I appreciate your sensitivity. You know, I'd like to say something about the Hollister redesign. You know, money is going to be pretty tough on that one. And I wanted to remind you, Steve, of something, things I think you already know, but perhaps others don't. Before cityhood, you know, the Old Town Plan was devised, the revitalization plan. At that time, a lot of discussion of things was accomplished, but many things were thrown together. For example, in speaking of Hollister, it was not unusual to hear talk about the creek. It certainly was not unusual to hear talk about traffic and, of course, parking. But as far, this began as a simple thing called the Hollister Beautification Project. Some of that, you speak of low-hanging fruit. Some of that was as simple as how about some shaded areas, how about some trees, and making sure, as we have done through some of our projects, that some kinds of monies are available for keeping the businesses painted and clean. And if I may say, part of that was also something so small as steam cleaning the sidewalk a couple of times a year. You know, as I joked once, I'm glad we started that, because otherwise we were going to have to do environmental review to see what was actually on those sidewalks. So what I'm suggesting is that for some of these projects, notably the Hollister redesign, the concept of doing the easier things and the less costly things, I think would be pleasantly received by our community.
Thank you, Commissioner. Mm-hmm. Next, Bill. Bill.
Thank you, Chair. I was wondering if it would be possible to get a like a mini description of the work that's being done on Elwood Mesa as far as paths are concerned and so forth. And I guess in particular is my concern about erosion and what the current status is of the work out there.
So the work is related to two particular projects or trail types, which is the Coastal Trail and the Juan Bautista de Anza Trail. These are statewide or national trails, and they're called for in our general plan. And they can be of different varying surface types. So the state or the feds, they don't specifically identify what type of surface it is. We did public outreach, and part of that public outreach helped form our project description that we're analyzing in the environmental document, along with some alternatives. But the proposed project is a natural surface type. While we are still dealing with erosion through grooming the surface of the trails and redirecting the stormwater flow, which is causing a lot of rilling and erosion, which has secondary problems of causing users in rain events or after rain events to go off trail, and then it widens out the trail. So the project is to, in some places, narrow the trail. Some places, widen the trail where there's either line of sight problems, or there's conflicts where you're getting secondary trail use, and then to use restoration to try to address that runoff component where the trail has widened. So I hope that answers it. But in a nutshell, it's a natural groomed trail surface for those two particular trails, so not the entire Elwood Mesa trail system, just those two particular trails.
Thank you very much, Ms. Wells.
Ms. Wells, I have one question, and then I'd like to open it up to whoever's in the public here. And I wasn't being facetious, and I actually knew that couple that left, so I felt a little bad about that. Exhibit 1, page 1, project number 9015, Council Chamber Improvements. When I read this weekend, I thought, is it where we're sitting here? It's not these improvements, aren't they? And is it maybe that triangle that we see outside the doors, or is it downtown Hollister? Where would this council chamber improvements be?
Right where you're sitting. So this is the and this has been on again, off again, based on our discussions and negotiations for various city hall properties and relocations. But it would really be the final phase when we moved into this site here. This was a manufacturing area with an anti-static floor and roll-up doors. And so we've done modifications not exactly piecemeal, but stepwise going forward. And I think 9 years ago, I went online and I found hospital curtains to hang up for a temporary backdrop, because the walls were pretty marked up and it just wasn't looking good if we were going to film here. And so here we are still with these same improvements again. So this final phase would basically reconstruct a more formal built-in dais and new actual drapes behind you, and some feature wall for a logo. There'd be a screen surround built in, So the basic layout of the dais would be very similar in terms of its location, but it would actually be a much more permanent looking, although it is a modular furniture system that we're looking at with veneer that looks like wood, and it looks very nice. But it's a modular system that if we had to or wanted to, we could actually pick it up and take it with us. So we looked at, in order to manage costs, because again, investing into a place you're leasing and knowing you're going to eventually move, the council was very concerned with sunk costs. So we've worked to minimize those sunk costs by really doing stuff that where improvements were portable, improvements to the AV system, improvements to the actual furniture could actually be, you know, not lost were we to relocate. But it does include some AV improvements, some lighting improvements. We stayed away from major ceiling improvements and HVAC improvements because those got very costly. It does include carpeting, painting, and again, so when you come in here in the future, it will look more like a formal public hearing space.
Thank you, Mr. Wagner. You answered all my questions.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Just so you know, we've come a long way. When we began meeting in this room, the council was sharing one microphone passed along.
Oh, that's right.
And those most uncomfortable folding chairs. So making great progress.
Oh, good. Good. Well, again, I appreciate your discussion, Mr. Wagner.
Mr. Chair, I actually did have one question. And this is a result of a submission of a letter that's dated today from the Environmental Defense Center. So the only opportunity to read this occurred moments before we went on the air. And I'm not really sure if the staff has had a great deal of opportunity to look at this submission of information. But for the public, it's from the Environmental Defense Center. It says, since the city's coastal land use plan has not been certified by the Coastal Commission.
I'm sorry, Ms. Commissioner. I think what I'd like to do is open up the public hearing.
Sure.
And as such, when it's open, then maybe we can read this into the record. That would, I think that would be more appropriate.
Chair Daniels, this is a discussion action item, so you don't need to open up a public hearing.
This?
The item for tonight.
We don't have a public.
People,
we don't have public,
there's public comment.
Public comment?
But it's not an actual hearing. I didn't notice it as a hearing.
Okay. Well, I apologize. In any event, for protocol, I will open the public hearing. Seeing no one. I'm sorry?
Public forum, Mr. Chair.
Public forum?
Is that where you were open?
I was just opening the public hearing, and I see that there is none.
Okay.
A public forum, there is none. That there is a letter, and Commissioner Sheeler was good enough to start reading it, and I appreciated that, and I just wanted to make sure it got in where it needed to be. Thank you. Commissioner? Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Daniels. This was in regards to the Equal Fowler Road Extension Project, and this is a letter from EDC dated today. And just pulling a couple of key points from the letter, says, since the city's coastal land use plan has not been certified by the Coastal Commission, the standard of review for coastal policy consistency is the Coastal Act. Later on, it refers to an inconsistency with the general plan, coastal land use plan, inasmuch as the project is located within the coastal zone and is subject to coastal policies. And then talks about prohibiting development and uses in the ESHA along Equal Fowler, where those developments or uses are not dependent on the resources of the ESHA. So I just wanted to hear from staff if there's any response or any comments to this letter of submission, just to make sure that we are indeed consistent in our findings this evening. Thank you.
Chair Daniels and Commissioner Sheeler, I did take a moment to read the letter, and I think my initial response on that is tonight's action is related to finding of conformance with the project and the general plan, and there is a policy related to this particular project and the in the general plan. So, and I think what the issue and concern that is raised by the letter author is really related to policy consistency in the environmental document. or any kind of future permitting action. So the, talking about the Coastal Act and those kind of issues, which are not related to tonight's action. And the environmental document for this project was certified by the Planning Commission. So we do have a certified environmental document from which to move forward with the project.
Thank you, Ms. Wells. Any other comments, questions? Can I have a motion? Can I get a motion?
Chair, I will move that the Planning Commission of the City of Goleta adopt Resolution 13- next in line, entitled A Resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Goleta, California, recommending to the City Council approval of the General Plan Coastal Land Use Plan 2012 Progress Report for submittal to the Governor's Office of Planning and Research and California Department of Housing and Community Development.
I will second that.
Thank you. We've had a motion. It's seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? One absent. Thank you. 401, please. Is there a director's report tonight?
Just very brief. I'd like to introduce our two of our new planners who are in the audience tonight, Joe Pearson and Michael Concepcion. I did not force them to be here, but they wanted to attend and see how the Planning Commission functions. I also wanted to announce that we issued an RFP about a month ago for the new zoning ordinance. The response period closed last Thursday, and we've gotten five responses, and so we're starting to go through those now. This process actually corresponds quite well with the budget process that we're going through as well, so with the City Council. So we'll see how everything works itself out. But we're looking forward to the project.
Thank you. Ms. Carmen, could we spend a few minutes and learn a couple things about these two new planners?
Sure. Do you have any specific questions for them?
I just want them on the mic so that they can get used to public speaking. Thank you.
Just so you know, they have been introduced at City Council. Within their first week of work, we did put them on TV. It is great. A hazing ritual that happens to every new employee.
Hello.
State your name and the city you reside.
Michael Concepcion, assistant planner, and I live in Santa Barbara.
Thank you. Welcome.
Welcome. It's nice to be here. And I'm originally from L.A., most recently Claremont, California, and had experience in both the public and private sector, most recently City of San Dimas as an assistant planner. And it's good to be here. Thank you.
Good. Thank you.
My name is Joe Pearson, assistant planner. I currently live in Ventura. And I'm recently moved up here from Orange County, where I went to school at UCI. I recently completed my master's degree in urban planning. Good. I was down there. I worked for the city of Tustin for about 2 years as an intern, and also did some work with the Orange County Business Council during like economic research. And I'm glad to be here and looking forward to working with you guys.
Thank you. Thank you both. Welcome.
Vice Chair Daniels, I'd like to, Ms. Gray pointed out to me that Ms. Solomon made the resolution using last meeting's recommendation. If we can restate it and make that motion again for the record.
We'll do a do-over. I move that the Planning Commission adopt resolution number 13, next in line, entitled A Resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Goleta, California, finding the fiscal 2013-14 capital improvement program is in conformance with the Goleta General Plan,
coastal land use plan pursuant to Section 65401 of the Government Code.
Thank you. Can I get a second, please?
Second. Second.
Thank you. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Absent? One. Councillor, thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'm glad the resolution is the same.
Yeah, no doubt. Anything from any other excursions anybody's taken in the city of Santa Barbara, or the city, excuse me, of Goleta? No? Motion to adjourn?
I'd be happy to make a motion to adjourn.
I have one motion.
A second?
I have one second. Vote? All say aye?
Aye.
Aye. All right, good. Thank you. The Planning Commission meeting of April 22nd is closed. Thank you.